This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning. I hope you didn't wake up in the hands of the monkey tamarin this morning. By saying that, I get a little treat for you, a little gift of knowledge about monkey tamarin. Welcome to On the Clock with Erin Green. Thank you for staying tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 7th of September, 2023. You're on the clock. We started the show with a song called Monkey Tamarin by The Beginning of the End. It's the people who brought us Funky Nassau. They brought the funk back to Nassau. Anyway, two things I want to point out. When things have value, you preserve them. You entrench them in culture. You find a way to ensure that people always carry that knowledge with them. Now, sometimes, some types of knowledge, you can't expose it all. So you got to find ways to entrench knowledge in culture without people who aren't a part of that culture being able to understand what you're talking about. I was so shocked last night when I found that song, Monkey Tamarin, by Beginning of the End. But it was, I don't say the word is fitting, in my neighborhood, they're clearing down two big lots of land to build, I think, apartments. One of those lots of land is where I had my first encounter in life with monkey tamarin. And it did not disappoint. I barely got close to the monkey tamarin, and I felt like I wanted to burn all my clothes plus the top layer of my skin. In the bush where the monkey tamarin was, but the reason why I was in the bush and encountered the monkey tamarin is because there was some wild passion fruit growing in the bush. Now, it's also the first time I ever encountered wild passion fruit. So before I cuss the monkey tamarin for hitting me, I say, hold on, Erin. You don't know if the wild passion fruit need monkey tamarin to grow. It's not up to you to decide what the value of the monkey tamarin is. Just because you mad, you get hit in the bush. And now you itching. But I can tell you all a secret. Monkey tamarin is perhaps one of the most valuable plants, one of the most valuable fruit species in our country. I ain't talking subterfuge and espionage and make itching powder for Halloween. I'm talking real pharmaceutical value. I can't tell you too much more about the monkey tamarin on air, but I only tell you that so you could remember that you come from a mighty, mighty people. You have plenty, plenty power in your hands. And everything you touch with your bare feet and your bare hands has value. It's only up to you to realize the value And as you begin the process of realizing the value, the ways of sustainably extracting said value will come to you. If you respect and value the plants will talk to you. You don't have to believe me. I'm not talking Obia. I mean, I am talking Obia. That's Obia. But you know who else believed me? George Washington Carver, one of the most prolific inventors in modern times. I call it modern times because what's 200, 300 years? That ain't nothing. Anyway, he also believed that plants talk to us if we create the right environment for them. In fact, he said that God used his plants to share valuable information with him. And since God lives in the Bahamas, I figure it's the same thing here. So when you start your day to day, remember that everything you put your feet and your hands on has value. It's just up to us to extract it. Now, another quick housekeeping message. Again, the Hannah Hasty Times Family Association General Meeting will be hosted tonight, 6:30 p.m., St. John's Auditorium. We are identifying committees for the family reunion planning session and selecting members for those committees. So please come out, especially if you have something that you're very interested in. Okay, guys, let's keep it moving. I'm going to move on to our on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, your wallet provider, your custom name. If you answer the question correctly, I'm going to transfer you back to the producer just to confirm the information. Remember, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Since school has opened, it's time for us adults to have a pop quiz. Questions carry on the same trend as yesterday. All the answers could be found by searching the Department of Archives, Bahamian Educators. So here's the first question for the day. There's a high school in the Bahamas called NGM Major High School. NGM Major High School. The first prize of the day will go to the first person who can tell me what any of those initials, any one of those initials stand for. There's a school in Buckley's, Long Island, called NGM Major High School. The prize goes to the first person who can tell me what any of the initials N or G or M stand for. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. So if you're in Long Island and you're listening right now, and you know what I'm asking for, any of the initials in NGM Major, you tell me what any of those initials means, you get the $30 prize. Texter, you got it right, but you won before. If you haven't won before, please put your text information. If I'm incorrect, please put your text information, your wallet information there to secure your prize. There's a school in Buckley's, Long Island called NGM Major High School. Tell me what any of the initials N or G or M stand for, and the prize is yours. Now, there's a lot of things in the paper today, but I got a guest. I'm going to run through these topics quickly. Best believe we're going to be talking about some of these on Monday. If you turn to page 5 in today's Tribune, there's a proclamation. It's a very interesting proclamation. The Prime Minister is proclaiming the period commencing Sunday the 10th of September 2023 and ending Saturday the 16th of September 2023 as Prince Hall Week in the Bahamas. Very interesting proclamation. Another story in today's papers, BPL strike threat, workers concerned about safety. I bet Wärtsilä workers were concerned about safety as well. I wonder if that's why that contract ended. also in the front of today's Guardian, Operation United Forces. For the month of September, officers will be conducting traffic stops, searching for prolific offenders and stolen vehicles. The headline in the front of today's Tribune, though, says, island-wide roadblocks aim to curb crime. I don't think that's quite how it works. Roadblocks do not curb crime. Constant police presence on the road and in communities curbs crime. Not a little roadblock here, there, and everywhere. Especially when your roadblocks are so risky. Unproperly trained, poorly trained officers run the risk liability on the state for breaching citizens and drivers' rights. If you're going to launch a roadblock operation, please launch an RBPF public sensitivity training operation as well. We understand that officers are stressed out and overwhelmed. Lack of resources. A burden of crisis and trauma in the communities they police. But they are not to take those frustrations out on the citizens whose job it is for them to serve and protect. I know y'all saying, Aaron, you live in the United States, eh? Say it. Only American police serve and protect. So what do our police do if they don't serve and protect? You tell me. What do they do? The pedestrianization of Bay Street. People say they need a parking lot. Net neutrality, cable says, hey, 3 to 5 years away from 5G. Rollout could come sooner for some areas. I mean, it could if you don't have net neutrality or a protocol in place to ensure equal and equitable access to the internet and digital services. See, King's College is opening up. We're going to talk about education neutrality and how easy it is to create an education apartheid state in your own country. In your own country. And then the last on the list for Monday, chronic bias remains against women. UN report, 25% of people feel it's fine for men to beat wives. Oh my. Lots to talk about on Monday, but today I have a guest in studio. We may get to those topics later, I'm not sure. But I'm excited about this guest and this conversation. Joining me in studio this morning is Felicity Darville, and she is representing the Trailblazer Awards Organizing Committee. We're here to talk about the upcoming Trailblazer Awards and a bit of information, an update on the documentary Two-Faced, Gender Equality in the Bahamas. Good morning, Ms. Darville.
Good morning, Erin, and thank you for having me. Haven't gotten the chance to sit and chat with you in such a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And since you are writing for that other newspaper, it's great to see you, to have you in front of the mic.
Well, you know, most of the media houses are like my home. I've passed through at some point, so.
Yeah, Guardian is your home.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to have you here. Producer, I see we got a light flashing. Remember, to play in the trivia competition, you have to have a digital wallet. Ah, yes. Yeah, so, We've got a winner, Ms. Darville. Let me introduce this winner very quickly. I'm just excited that somebody got the answer.
Yeah.
So the question was, can you tell me what any of the initials in NGM Major High School stands for? Producer, you want to go to that call quickly? We're going to pause. What if the caller is calling to answer the question? Because the answer I got was by text.
Wow.
Oh, good morning, caller. You calling to answer the question?
A very special good morning, Ms. Green. I don't have one of those, but I just had to call you this morning.
Morning, Sparky. How you doing?
I hope you're having a beautiful day, you and your guests and Bahamian people out there.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday was up and down day, good things, bad things, but as you very well know, I'm still noticing some problems.
Some health issues.
some breaks and bruises.
Yes, sir.
Battered and bruised, they say.
Yes, sir.
And then yesterday, One of the good things was I finally got that little vehicle to help me assist me with the building of the new Onwego Farms. Still waiting on the government to finish the access road so we could get to the farm. But they started working on it, which they promised from 2021, but thanks, they started. Got the vehicle home, but the sad news is when I came home, I met my back gate open. And I don't know if you remember, I invested the other day in 3 beautiful little German Shepherd puppies.
Yeah. Someone stole your puppies,
Came
Sparky?
Home yesterday, met the big German Shepherd home and the two other male and female. And my big girl, Miss Candy, missing in Pride Estates. Now, Pride Estates is known to be a rather quiet, neighborly place.
You mean the road, Pride Estates has an access, entry and exit onto Fire Trail?
No, not that. That's Pride Estates number 3.
Okay.
There's Pride Estates number 1 and 2 coming off of Tanique Darling Highway by Blue Hill Heights, over in the back by where Orwell Turn Crest, them residences.
Sparky, you reported the theft to the police?
Well, I'm reporting it now, but I got people in my groups that they already know.
Make a formal complaint.
There's somebody, apparently this is the 3rd dog I've missed from Pride Estates, a Husky, a Rottweiler, and now a little German Shepherd. So if anybody see any strange-looking person in the Pride Estates area or nearby with a new little brown German Shepherd puppy with beautiful ears up in the air and very alert, please try and contact Sparky. He's a very expensive dog. I've invested in trying to breed some dogs, good breed dogs. And the dog is very healthy and all that kind of stuff. But somebody grabbed that little puppy yesterday and carried it because the rest are here and the back gate was open and I don't leave my gates open.
I got you, Sparky.
Thank you very much. And then the Hammond people up there, Austin, please, you thief, bring my dog back. Have a good day.
Yeah, man, Sparky. People don't care. Because they understand. They understand the role that pets play in people's lives. And they understand the relationship that's formed, especially with people who are raising puppies, right? It's just mean. It's nasty. It's indecent. Theft. The cost is far greater than you could calculate, right? Y'all, please, we have a show about that. Do we really understand the cost of things, right? I think that's one of the most important conversations we could have. Thank you, Ms. Darville, for that little moment. Sparky, I feel your pain, but also if you're breeding dogs, that means you got to invest in a greater degree of security, right, for your home. Again, Ms. Felicity Darville is joining us to talk about the upcoming Trailblazer Awards and to give us an update on Two-Face, the gender equality in the Bahamas, a documentary produced by Gina Rogers Seeley. All right. Good morning, Ms. Darville. How are you doing?
Good morning, Erin. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. What do you want to start with, the documentary or the Trailblazer Awards?
Let's get the awards out of the way.
Okay.
First, so because it's coming up in a month, today is September 7th, and on October 7th, so in exactly a month, on Saturday, October 7th, we will have the very first Trailblazer Awards, and this award ceremony is going to be very special as we honor people who have been in the fight for equal rights in the Bahamas for a long time. So it's a unique award ceremony, and it's designed to really touch the lives of those who have put in the work in terms of equal rights in the Bahamas. So it's happening October 7th, which is a Saturday, at the Atlantis Theater, Atlantis Resort, Paradise Island, with the doors opening at 5:30, and the ceremony starts at 6 p.m. We have a number of amazing awardees on the list. In terms of the Lifetime Achievement Awards from the Trailblazers, we have Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson, we all know her, the founder of the Women's Crisis Center. Marion Bethel, an attorney, poet, writer, filmmaker, and human and gender rights activist. Of course, she sits on the CEDAW Committee for the UN, which is historic for the Bahamas. Our very own Glenys Hannah Martin is also receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. She's presently the longest-serving woman member of Parliament. And we have Dame Janet Bostwick, a lawyer and a politician, extraordinaire at that. Of course, there's so many hats that Dame Bostwick
including mentor, youth advocate, and she has spearheaded a number of programs for, I would say, female youth development, focusing on girls and, capacity building, educational support, fantastic work.
Excellent. And of course, you know, Dame Janet Wood have served in numerous ministerial posts over the years for our country, including housing and labor, justice and immigration, the Minister of Women's Affairs from 1995 to 2001, the first woman to become Attorney General, and she became the first woman to act in the capacity of Prime Minister as well, then being sworn in as Deputy to the Governor General of the Bahamas. So those are our Lifetime Achievement Award winners.
Hold on. Let's throw one more thing in there for Dame. For the Dame. She was honored with the prestigious 13th CARICOM Triennial Award for Women.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Absolutely. Wonderful. And that was this year.
Yes.
In February.
Okay. Yeah. We love her. So we have our Lifetime Achievement Award winners, and I'm sure everyone who knows them and would have seen their work knows that these really are some deserving individuals. And then we also have the Community Advocacy Awards. We have three organizations that will receive that particular award: the Zonta Club of New Providence, and as well as the Zonta Club of Nassau, and the Nassau Chapter of Links Incorporated. Also, so great to see members of these groups at the recent 13th Commonwealth Women's Affairs Ministers meeting that happened just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Champion of Change Awards. And so I'm going to give a drum roll here. Very own Eric. Okay.
Play the song, Monkey Tamarin, sir. Play the song, Monkey Tamarin.
Monkey Tamarin again.
I got my theme music.
All right, let's go.
Start to itch, baby. Yeah. You want to scratch it. See? Community changes. Sometimes it feels a little itchy. That's just a little discomfort setting in as we change, as we go forward. Thank you,
but
ma'am.
But there's something good, some good medicine there if you would just take the time to
understand
find out.
It and extract it and properly.
And extract it.
Yes.
I love that. So, Erin, we are appreciating you for the work that you've been doing over the years, and you will join a wonderful group of change agents, including Gaynell Curry, human rights activist, Tenille Burrows, founder president of Rise Bahamas, and yourself, the human rights activist, along with Mike Russell, chairman of the Rotary Road to Peace, Alexis DeMarco, human rights defender and executive director of the Bahamas Organization of LGBTI Affairs, and Inspector Kendra Wims of the Domestic Violence Task Force Unit for the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And last, but by no means least, Miss Podesta Moore, founder of the Incomparable Women United NGO. And so after we give out all of these awards and we have some fun and camaraderie and a good meal in there, we will move on to the viewing of our award-winning film.
Absolutely. The documentary, Two-Face Gender Equality in the Bahamas. Now, before we move on, I just need to say this. Make sure you all send enough tickets for Mrs. Lila Green to come to this event. Because you know I accept in this award.
Oh.
In her honor.
She's going to be so happy.
Yes, of course.
Yes, walking in her footsteps.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't think it would have happened. Right? Like, if she wasn't my mother. This is the circumstances that I was born into.
Wow.
And so make sure you all send a ticket for her.
Tell me some more about her work.
Mrs. Green has been dedicated to public service most of her adult life after returning from university. Initially, she joined, I think, the public service. She first worked in education. She's worked in various ministries throughout her career, ending at Government House. Mm-hmm. In that time, both as a public servant and as a private citizen, she's spent tremendous hours supporting organizations, projects, and communities, including the Crisis Center in particular.
Yeah.
She was an instrumental part of Women Expo when I was just a little bobo,
wow,
right? Just a little child. And she was actively a part of the women's movement all my life growing up. A woman who has dedicated herself to public service, has created a space for her children, understanding that she can be gone from the house most of the time, at that point being a single parent, being widowed.
Wow.
And then there is the silent work that she's done. And every other day, somebody comes up to me and says, when you see your mommy, tell her I say hi. Tell her what she did for me changed my life.
Mm.
That program she recommended me for, the information she shared with me, she encouraged me to go get my degree. She encouraged me to start a business. She sowed a little seed. She supported. In fact, I'm a thrifter. And what I didn't know was that my thrifting skills would be used to support people she knew was in need. So I hear buying discount groceries for myself, and she's like, look at how you filling up the Lord's pantry for people. Her work, her commitment to the country, right, and in particular to growing young people. And if there's anything she should get an award for, right, that's a woman that made sure that every child she encountered on Montague Beach had the basic swimming skills to survive in the water. Any child she see, she teach them how to go beyond bubbling, how to tread water, how to float, and how to carry themselves to the shore. And if she
Amazing.
Receive an award for anything, let it be that community wake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
A vibrant part of the St. Anne's in the Anglican community. So, you know.
And always exuberant.
Yeah,
always.
Make sure you all send that ticket for her too.
Okay, all right.
So she could be there for
That's
her award.
Yes.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
And it's stories like that and people like you who change lives one by one that we wanted to create this platform to honor you.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. Then I get sent out we got by a whole table for the Methodist Church, right? And
wow.
then for the Anglican Church. And then for the QC people, right? And then for the St. Anne's people. I think about all of the people that have imported into my life and my work and enabled me to step out boldly in spaces where I felt that I may not be safe. They ensured that I was safe. Because one thing Bahamians believe is that you have a right to a life free of violence. We may not agree with you, but that doesn't mean that you should be subject to violence because we disagree. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so we invite all of your QC alumni and,
That's right.
and your church people. Listen, everyone who on this list, they just have within each one of them such a wonderful and powerful circle that we know this night is going to be stellar. I mean, we are going to be amongst some great movers and shakers when it comes to equal rights in the Bahamas. And so we're hoping that it will be a great platform for new discussions to be had and partnerships to be made so that we can continue on and make this not just an awards ceremony, but a platform for advocacy.
Absolutely. And to explore the different ways in which people advocate, right, and support other people.
Yes.
Like when we honor Dame Boswick, we think about all of the lofty achievements, the CARICOM Award, first Attorney General,
yes.
right, acting as Governor General. But I bet you the work that she does on the ground in
right.
the lives of young women is the most powerful, right, and unknown, the most unknown
right.
of the work that she does. And the most powerful. It made me think.
But they say word of mouth is the best advertising.
Exactly.
So what we need to do is to remember who helped us along the way and share these stories,
yeah.
especially for the younger people, you know, as they come up, they're not sure exactly, you know, who these people are.
And
we
why,
have to hail them.
Right, and yeah. why we have such reverence for them.
Reverence is an important word.
Yeah.
Respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this human rights issue really boils down to. And if we as a people learn to be more reverent from the newborn baby amongst us to the elder,
mm-hmm.
we'd have a better society.
Absolutely. It makes me think of another name. I have to throw it out there. Cheryl Carey, College of the Bahamas, University of the Bahamas. She had a student program, like it's real activism at work, right? It was very simple. She taught people the value and importance of hugging and healthy touch.
Mm.
And in a space, university campus, charged with sexual energy.
Right.
Right. And young people just come discovering themselves and getting out of the home and the school setting.
Yeah.
She took space. She created space for students who needed some space, right? You have issues. Maybe you're being bullied. Maybe you have issues at home. She created a space in her workspace, and she taught the value of healthy touch, the value of hugging. And I remember that. I remember the other young people I met in that space, and I can see the value of that experience in their lives.
Wow.
Right? Like, these are trailblazing, you know, Aaron out there on the radio, on the television, but some of the people are doing equally as powerful or even more powerful work in the trenches, in the spaces we don't see. So I'm super excited, like you say, for the conversation that helps us to expand what advocacy is, right? And what activism means and what supporting people means.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like that you mentioned, the thing is, Aaron, is that there's so many unsung heroes. And as you call those names, I'm hoping that you will make nomination for them for our second, third, and so forth Trailblazer Awards, because this is just the beginning.
So give us contact information so people will know. I'm going to contact to get more information about the event. I need to know now what the criteria is for nomination for next year so I could get my list together. Do I need to submit a bio with the nomination, examples of their work, things like that?
Okay, definitely. So you can go on Facebook and you'll find the Trailblazer Awards. Just type that in and you will see our logo there. It's a beautiful blue and gold logo. You can also contact the associate producer of Two Face Documentary, our public relations consultant and committee member extraordinaire, Lindsay Thompson. You can reach out to her by lindsay.knowles@gmail.com or by mobile 819-3374. Now, this first one was chosen by the committee. We want to get off to a good start, but there will be some criteria that will be set going forward, and all the information will be made available to you so that you can promote your unsung heroes for this deserving award.
Absolutely, absolutely. Producer, let's take a couple of these calls quickly, then we go to a break. I know we do for a break. And then I got a couple more songs for you, Ms. Davila. I want to know if you heard any of these songs before. Did you hear that song, Monkey Tamarin, before?
I think so.
Okay.
But I didn't know it well enough, so that was a good reintroduction.
Awesome. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in connection with answering the question, the NGN Major High School.
Yes, ma'am.
The N stands for Nelson.
Yes, ma'am. Awesome. You gave the producer your information?
No, I haven't given it to him as yet. He just transferred me.
Okay, the producer's going
to
take your information right now. I need your wallet provider. If it's Canoe or SunCash, I just need your cell phone number. Otherwise, I need a custom name. And if it's, or I will call you after the show and get a QR code from you.
All right.
Then. All right. Thank you so very much. Yeah, that's right. So we've got two answers, one by text, one by phone. NGM Major High School is Nelson Glanville McFarlane Major.
I know.
You know.
I'm from Long Island.
Well, there you go.
My people, so.
Producer, while you're on the phone, find out if the winner is from Long Island. Because I'd be extra happy.
One of the best educators in the Bahamas.
No, she's not from Long Island. I'd be still happy that you know it because you're not from Long Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And NGM Major produces some of the country's best students.
Yes.
Well-rounded, prepared for the world,
mm-hmm.
ready to navigate on their own way.
Yes,
right?
from far-flung Long Island.
Whether they come from Long Island straight to Nassau, if they go from Long Island straight to the world.
Yes.
NGM Major has been pushing out stellar students for decades.
And it started with NGM Major's legacy, eh? Or even before, of course. But I mean, you know, they're all still living up to his name.
Absolutely. It's a culture of appreciation
for
education is still rooted in Long Island soil.
Yes, and many of the great teachers of the country, you know, the teaching profession has been big for NGM Major students, and then they have gone on to inspire great Bahamians as they educate them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Producer, oh, you still on the call right there? Producer, give me another caller. I don't know which one to touch. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Hey, Sparky, how are you?
Sorry to call you back again, but based on what you were talking about on the Trailblazers and so forth,
uh-huh.
The guest still there?
Yeah, she's still there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people just think, we're doing these things to brag and stuff like that about people. But like you just said, the young people don't know some of our past history makers and who did what around this country.
Yeah.
And when you tell people about these things, oh, she bragging about her ma, or she bragging about her pa. Or just like when I tell the story about my mother and the connection of the Valley Boys,
mm-hmm.
The start of the Valley Boys, so Sparky retired hand. That's right. I say, yeah, but you always tell me, Sparky, you're talking, but the books were never written. There's
yes.
So much history about just the area called the Valley, the Saxons,
right.
And stuff like that. It's
yeah.
Not just about Gus Cooper and Willa Francis.
True,
yeah,
true.
You've
yeah,
got Granny Fountain, who started the Valley Boys with the sponsorship from Malcolm Gas Station.
Wow.
You got things like Jane, yours truly, Sparky Fountain in 1976. That the Prince Week is coming up every September. A lot of people don't know the importance of that. Back in September 1976, Sparky, yours truly, organized the first Prince Hall March from Rawson Square to Parliament Street, up Shirley Street to the Blood Bank with Miss Norma Allen.
Wow.
Donated 195 pints of blood, which is still
wow.
The record there today.
Mm.
Wow.
In 2023, Sparky and Barry Sawyer on top of Hawkinsville and Dr. Orff organized 3 years in a row. But before that, Mr. Jerry Wisdom and Neville Wisdom's mother used to have something on the Western Fort for children flying kites and stuff like that. Me, Barry Sawyer, and Dr. Orff followed her pattern, and we started something called Kites and Gadgets on the Western Fort for 3 years in a row back in...
Sparky, thank you. Oh, I want to say thank you.
It's a book.
I'm telling you, right? Thank you. Because you see, I read the declaration. It's only because I had a very special guest in studio. I didn't hop on that. Not to say hop on it, but beg the public to give us stories and more information about the importance of Prince Hall Week. Because if the Prime Minister proclaimed a week, and like Sparky said, this ain't the first time he's done it, then there must be something very important about that space, important to all of us. I want to say thank you, Sparky. Also, I want to say thank you, Sparky, for sparking an idea for me. I saw the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture in the paper this week talking about, I think, the intention to expand the function of the culture portfolio in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and
Great.
Culture. Let me tell you a way to expand it, sir. We need to pump some extra resources into the constituency offices, right? Earmarked for cultural retention work. You're going to stipend a couple young people. You're going to go to the university. You're going to figure out who needs credits to finish their degree, right? Like, who can get credits for this work in the community. You're going to stipend. I mean, you're going to give these two little interns a stipend, two per constituency, and you're going to send them out through the constituency to collect stories. And it's going to be the informal history of this constituency.
Amazing.
The informal history of that constituency,
wonderful.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get your UB people and your cultural stakeholders to come in and get, and first of all, digitize and document the information, and then we're going to figure out collectively and individually what we could do with this information. The best way to present ourselves to the public. Yeah, man, Sparky. Thank you very much. We got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, yes, Texter, he needs to write the history down. But at this point in time, maybe we just need a recorder. We need to go and capture it. Forget writing it down. Let's just capture it first. I mean, you all hear that music?
That's hot.
I think this could be my new theme music. Anyway, guys, I'm getting carried away. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We got to take this quick break. Then we're coming back to close out the show with Ms. Felicity Darville from the Trailblazer Awards. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Get ready, Bahamas. The Nations League is upon us. This Saturday, September 9th at 6 p.m., our men's national team, the Junkanoo Boys, go head-to-head with Puerto Rico at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Dive into the electric matchday vibes. Secure your spot now. VIP tickets at $35 and drinks, finger foods, premium seating, and exclusive benefits. Adults for $20 and children under 13 are just $10. Purchase tickets online at bahamasfa.net or in person at the NSA box office. Rally behind the Junkanoo Boys and don't miss out on this soccer spectacle.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I can't believe I tell you turn it down right at the break, producer. All right. It's too exciting. Welcome back. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And that is the beginning of the end. Monkey Tamron. Now, I had about four or five songs on the list today. I want you to close out with one of those songs from Abaco, producer, when it's time to go, right? All of them are funky. And I figured that at the time that these songs were published, these musicians were trailblazers in the Bahamas. Not just introducing a new sound, but combining funk, which they were also a part of creating with Bahamian Rake and Scrape Gombe, the Gombe drum. And they call it Carib Soul. There are all kinds of different fusions of names, but all of them were trying to figure out how to encapsulate this new brand of funk and rake and scrape. Miss Davil, let me take this call quickly, and then we're going to let people know about the documentary that will be featured as a part of the award ceremony. Yeah. Good morning, caller.
Miss Tatman?
Yes, that's you, Brayman. Turn down your radio.
Probably they start, you know, right along with you and their guest, Ed.
Good morning, Brayman.
We need justice, law, and honor in the Bahamas here.
Yes,
but before I get to my main point, I want to let Sparky know that after I graduated from Shaking Cowbell and Stones, I went to Malcolm and bought a pair of cowbells from his mommy.
There you go.
And the other thing is, right?
Yeah.
Your mother, the first time I met her, I always remember that name, Little Green.
Yeah.
I had to do some business with government, right?
Yeah.
And I had to take some documents to her. And she was so humble, and she knew how to talk to people. She was so decent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been about 30 years, 27, 30 years ago. And I never forget and stop picturing that woman. She a gem. Also, my main reason for calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
60 years ago, right?
Yes.
NASA was way cleaner than it is today. This country have been filthy. They have been kept filthy. And a lot of people are filthy because they kick the garbage all over the road. Because if I just walk, I'd have to walk, kick it never away out of my way and stuff like that.
It's a hazard.
But I tell you, this country being kept so indecent, it makes me shame when I go on Bay Street, I have to walk through garbage even and some places on Bay Street, they line up on the sidewalk in plastic bags.
Yes,
they got
Sparky.
These people got to do better, and they're getting our tax money.
Yes, Sparky, I agree with you. I'm sorry. Well, yes, Brayman, my bad.
Anyhow, thank you. Your mother's a jam.
Yes, thank
Take
you, Brayman.
Take care. Tell her I say hello.
Yeah, man, and thank you for the word for Sparky as well, right? And see, this is it. Sometimes, right? Sometimes the political culture becomes so overwhelming that things that are not expedient to the politics of the day get lost, right? That's why sometimes we, the people, have to take control of these processes. I'm not saying you're taking anything from the government. We need community-based organizations and private-based organizations to do this work, because those stories can only be told by the people who experience them, right? And Sparky, the people who met your mother and was supported by your mother, those are the people we need to find to grow this story about your mother's contribution to Junkanoo, to the Valley community, and to the whole country. That's what we need. Okay, now, got some texts to go through. Please be wishing Mr. Lang Papa favorite happy birthday. I'm reading the text just as it is. Great show as usual. Wish Mr. Lang Papa favorite happy birthday. So I don't, Mr. Lang, if you are Papa, or if we wishing your Papa happy birthday, and remember to send a piece of cake to the Guardian. I can share it with everybody. Trust me, make it big enough to share. We love that. Okay, the documentary will be hosted at the end of the award ceremony.
Yes.
Two-Face Gender Equality in the Bahamas.
Yes, and we're going to keep the program exciting and moving along well so that, you know, we don't tie you out, because we really want you to enjoy this documentary done by Gina Rogers Seeley.
Absolutely. In fact, a team of producers, Erica Mariah James, PhD, Marion Bethel Sayers, Patrice Thompson, Alicia Wallace, and Gina Rogers Seeley. Now, the documentary has, in its short time being alive in the world, has been featured in a number of film festivals and has been nominated for a number of awards as well. Could you list some of them briefly?
Well, it's also won an award, the winner of the Women's International Film Festival Award in New Jersey. So congratulations to the team.
Absolutely.
Yes, and it is screened in Toronto, Canada at the Women's International Film Festival, in Kigali, Rwanda at the Women's Deliver Arts and Film Festival, and in New Jersey, where it won the award at the Women's International Film Festival. And so, Two-Faced, it takes an in-depth look at the Bahamas Constitution that enshrines gender inequality and examines the ways in which grounding has impacted the lack of female representation in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we have our largest representation of women in Parliament at this time with 7 female MPs, but that's out of 39. And so, of course, the push for more balance of women in Parliament, as well as looking at issues such as marital rape, gender-based violence, and equal work for equal pay. We still don't have that.
Yes, absolutely.
And, of course, we heard our Minister of Social Services and Information and Broadcasting, the Honorable Obi Wilchcombe, mentioned that the COVID-19 pandemic has even widened the wage gap further.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Absolutely. And so the documentary gives you an opportunity to see the stats that you hear about all the time lived out, right?
Like these are the real life stories as well.
And we say thank you to the participants, the survivors of domestic violence, of intimate partner violence, of sexual violence, of rape, for sharing their stories.
They're opening up, Aaron. Yeah. They're opening up. They're touching chords. When you watch this documentary, you really won't be the same. You will see and understand the issue of gender inequality and human rights issues in the Bahamas better. And I believe that you will be motivated to take some kind of action on your own, which is what the reason for the Trailblazer Awards.
Right. And it's a very honest documentary, right? Like the participants, they speak about the ways in which both men and women perpetuate violence against women, right? It's not a blame game.
No.
This is introspection, a look at our lives in an attempt to make our lives better.
And it closes with solutions from the people that matter, the people that experience it and know what they need.
Absolutely. You know? And they share the solutions that they derived for their own lives in an attempt to help others navigate safely out of violence.
So this is going to be a fun night. We're going to deal with some serious issues, but we're also going to have great camaraderie. So join us Saturday, October 7th. At the Atlantis Theater.
Doors open 5:30. Event starts at 6 p.m.
$75. Find us on the Trailblazer Awards on Facebook Or
Hoffers and Sons, Cable Beach.
Hoffer and Sons, yeah. Cable Beach. That's where the tickets are, and the tickets are available now. We'll get back to you with some information for those who want to buy online. But other than that, you can pass on by Hoffers on Cable Beach today and get your tickets to join us for this wonderful event.
Absolutely. Producer, turn that music up. Don't mind me talking. Play that music. I just want to say good morning to some of the women in my life, right? The trailblazers, Joycelyn Frazier, Audrey DeVoe, Kenris Carey, Nicole Gray from St. Anne's, CYM, all the people at St. Anne's and St. Agnes Church, Mrs. Joaquin, Father Joaquin, all of y'all, right?
Like, all of y'all come see Erin get this award now.
And see me here to Lila Green. Y'all have a wonderful day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next again. 819-3374 to call for more information. And HHT, Hannah Hasty Times, let me see you at St. John's tonight, 6:30 p.m. It's going to be a good time. Thank you, Bahamas.